When considering supplies to non-business users, the rules are slightly more complicated. The base rule is different. The base rule states that you charge VAT where you yourself belong rather than where the customer belongs. This is because it is not possible to have the customer pick up the VAT using the reverse charge if they have no VAT return upon which to do so. VAT therefore becomes due in the member state or the country where the supplier belongs. There are some areas where this could lead to distortion, the main one being the electronic services, those internet-based services being supplied from outside of the EU. Under the base rule, which states that VAT is due where you, the supplier, belongs, if you could establish your business outside of the EU, there would be no VAT charge whatsoever on any of these services being supplied. Clearly, this would be very distortive. Several years ago, therefore, a new system was introduced. If you are supplying any of those web-based services to private individuals within the EU, and you are based outside of the EU, you are required to become VAT registered somewhere within the EU and start charging VAT. Those supplying web-based services now need to consider this VAT registration process. The idea behind it was that the non-EU supplier was put on the level playing field and on the same footing as an EU supplier. However, it hasn't really worked. The EU supplier has the same base rule. You charge VAT where you belong if your customer is not in business. As a result of that, a German supplier of electronically supplied services to the UK will charge German VAT. A Spanish supplier will charge Spanish VAT. That same Spanish supplier will charge Spanish VAT to the UK, but also to France, to Germany, to Sweden, to any other member state of the EU. The special registration regime for non-EU suppliers isn't quite like that. It states that the supplier must become VAT registered somewhere within the EU. What it must then do is to charge VAT at the rate prevailing in the customer's member state. So a non-EU business supplying the same type of service as an EU business is actually at a slight disadvantage. It has to charge at each member state's rate rather than simply at the one rate in which it is established. Some businesses, of course, simply put up with this and cope with it and have to charge and account for VAT at the appropriate rates. Others consider becoming VAT registered through establishment in one member state only. For example, if we know that a UK business can supply at 17.5% to the whole of the EU, why would, say, a US business wish to register somewhere and have to charge VAT at every single different rate? It could open an office in, say, Aberdeen, and then only charge VAT at the UK rate, just like any other UK business. This sort of planning works quite simply, but also requires a little bit of foresight. A lot of businesses established themselves in Madeira right at the beginning because Madeira had a very low standard rate of VAT. Over the years, however, the Madeiran VAT rate has become more aligned with the mainland Portuguese rate and has increased quite considerably. Some businesses chose Madeira primarily because of the climate and the sunny outlook. Others decided they would go with Luxembourg, which again had a 15% VAT rate. The interesting thing about Luxembourg is that it has maintained that 15% VAT rate and therefore is at a considerable competitive advantage when compared with a lot of its European neighbours. So a business from outside the EU, supplying services to private individuals within it, needs first to look at the nature of its service. Secondly, it needs to look at the nature of its customer, business or non-business, and then needs to think about the appropriate VAT rate to charge. In summary then, for overseas businesses supplying services to UK businesses, there's a relatively straightforward process. The vast majority of services these days are caught by the new base rule. As a result of that, the responsibility for VAT almost always passes to the UK customer. There is that short list of services where you might need to think about UK VAT registration, but those will be in very specialised industries. For those businesses supplying UK private individuals, the situation is slightly more complicated. The base rule for non-business customers is different, and therefore there is a different set of rules to consider. The same list of exclusions applies to this one as well. And then, of course, finally, we have the special registration rule for electronic services. These three different categories bring a slightly higher level of complexity to supplies of services to non-business users. Thank you for listening to this AAT podcast.